So what if you don't happen to be on a trail where some thoughtful toilet gnome has installed an open-air privy? In 1989, a young woman named Kathleen Meyer published a book called How to Shit in the Woods. For a book whose title can't be said on the radio, it has done really well. It's now in its third edition with 2.5 million copies sold. It's been spotted on a coffee table in a nunnery, at a bed and breakfast in Scotland, and in the library at McMurdo Station in Antarctica. Meyer lives in Montana, and she's a passionate advocate for the ideas in the book. She gives talks and readings, and even travels internationally to consult with outdoor groups that want to, well, do better. We spoke with Kathleen about why she cares so much about this stuff.
I think what started me and what keeps me going is just seeing the horror that people leave behind. I mean, if you talk to rangers, they're in the back country picking up people's poop, piles of it. And, you know, if you have a lovely lake that you like to go and camp on and you get there and there's toilet paper tucked in the bushes and all under the rocks. And I mean, I've gotten to the point where I take a pair of gloves and plastic bags in case I have to pick things up. But I guess it's my heartbreak. It's to see places like that and want to just do something about it.
So how does it feel then to be the poop lady?
Well, you know, I got used to that a long time ago. And it's not the poop lady. It's the four-letter scatological expletive that we can't say on the radio. Starts with an S.
So we have a whole book with, let's see here, how many chapters have you got in this thing? We've got 7 chapters.
Yeah.
Why do we need a whole book about this? Why wouldn't this just fit on a 3x5 card that says pack it out?
Well, I think we need both, actually. There's a lot more to it than what you see on those little signs. If we look at the subtitle of my book, which is An Environmentally Sound Approach to a Lost Art, we have two things in that subtitle. One is to do things environmentally, ecologically. And then the other is the lost art part. We are now numerous generations brought up on flushing apparatus. We don't know how to squat. We don't have squatting muscles. We don't have balance. And so what my mission was with this book was to bring this subject out into the air and into the sunshine and make it a topic that people became more comfortable talking about and figuring out techniques for. And it's fun, to my mind, once you get into it. And there's a lot to learn about the intestinal pathogens that we have to be careful of, and how to go about digging an environmentally sound hole, how deep and where you want to find a spot that has lots of humus so that there is good breakdown. And then they teach, the outdoor schools came up several years ago with a practice called stirring, which sounds fairly disgusting. But stirring brings more of your deposit in connection with the humus that's in the side of the hole. You kind of loosen part of the side of the hole up and stir everything up, and then it biodegrades much faster. And then women was a big issue for me because, you know, men have it so easy just turning their backs and unzipping, and where women, we have to bare our bums. I mean, until I learned a good way to not pee in my boots, I was doing that for years. And I finally discovered that if I was sitting on a rock or a log and I had another rock or a log that I could put my feet up on, then I wasn't watering my shoes. So, but that took me several years to figure out.
There is just a proliferation of like gadgets and gear and pack it out equipment. I wonder if you could just mention a couple of your favorites or the ones you think are the most interesting.
Well, I like a poop tube because you can make it yourself out of PVC pipe that you have two ends on that you can unscrew. And so what you do is you either have paper bags that are little ones that are preceded with something like kitty litter. And then you either scoop with a trowel or a stick or something, you scoop it in what you've done into the bag, and then you shove that into the poop tube. And then you, when you get to a trailhead outhouse, you can just push it on through, take another piece of toilet paper and push it on through, and then take it home and wash it.
So and it's then, like you're carrying around one of those like bank deposit tubes full of
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, that puts me in mind.
This is how innovation
Perfect.
Happens.
Yeah, yeah.
How would you sort of advise people to make pooping in the woods, you know, part of the experience of appreciating the outdoors and coexisting with nature rather than a nuisance activity that has to be, you know, endured?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to try anyway to plan ahead so that you can get far enough away from your group or off a trail and find a spot that has a panoramic view that you can commune with while you're sitting there. And it doesn't have to be a long distance view of mountain ranges. It can be something up close, maybe just one little wildflower.
It sure sounds like part of your mission is to demystify this taboo subject. And I wonder if you feel like you're making any progress.
Oh, I feel definitely like I'm making progress because I hear from so many people that are helped by it and that now get out in the backcountry and enjoy it and that are also concerned as I am about it. So, yeah, I am. But then I'm also disheartened at what I still see. So that just keeps me going.
Still work to be done.
Still work to be done. There must be some better way to say that. Some funnier way to say that.
Never mind.